Praise God. Amen. In Colossians 2, let us read from verse 1. Come on, pick your Bible. Everybody, we read from verse 1. Let's keep reading. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the Father, and of Christ, you know my heed, treasures of wisdom, knowledge. Yes. So walk in him, yes. Bearing with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwells all the... shout verse 10, and we are complete in him. Is the head of all prosperity. Keep reading. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the ungodliness of the ordinance that is against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, made of few of them openly triumphing. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all things, all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, and do not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility, body, not in any honor satisfying. Hallelujah. Say nothing condemns me. Say nothing condemns me. Say I appreciate nature, but I am never condemned by nature. Say nothing created can condemn the essence of creation. I am the essence of creation. I am the new creation. I am the man in Christ. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you. Be seated. Thank you. I must fill your mind with so much in Christ, in Christ, so that in your week you can have so much to meditate upon. Hope you know church does not have to be, church in your mind must be daily. That's the point. Church in your mind, now, it must be daily. That's why even we do our best to ensure you come to church more than once in a week. Church in your mind must be more than a day. You must keep this as a constant, high point in your mind. Trust your week, the deep activities. At times, the week is so tedious, work, meeting up with targets, but ensure you are still a student of your word, Ensure you are still a student of your word. At times, you are in service like this, you are so encouraged, you are, wow, awesome, the word works. But in the place of ministry, you don't have brother, you don't have Brashay to encourage you, he's sitting in my chair. You don't have brother Tony to rejoice for you to see. You don't have, you don't have the encouragement you have here in church. But that is why you must carry church everywhere. That is why I love one of the things he said about Okwa, that anywhere she goes, she plugs her ear, she listens. What simply made us who we are? If I ask some of you right now, you have been a good Christian since 2003, 2002, some of you since 1996, some of you 1992. The difference is just that time you now decided to put in so much. That's the difference. That means, although everybody is a Christian, but there is now a time that you just decide to soak yourself so much with your in Christ mindedness. That is the difference. So instead of what I can get in 2 years, I decide to get it in 3 months. Are you with me? So that's what we are saying. Just like you want to put things so much so well. Don't forget that. So much and so well. Say meditation on the faith is every day. Ensure the volume of your faith is more than the volume of doubts around you. The volume of your faith must be more than the volume of doubts around you. Most times when we finish all those 12 hours prayer, 24 hours, 36, when we finish this, you feel like, let me just see a madman right now, we heal him. Let me just see a man that is crippled right now, we get him healed. But at times, when you now be faced with such situation, will be days that you have not really done that so much. That is why it's not about I have prayed, it's about mindset. The mindset of the man that has prayed. It's not that I have prayed, it's not about have I prayed today, it's about do I have the mindset of a praying man? The mindset of a praying man. Mindset. So you get to a place and everywhere is dull, nobody knows. You create the atmosphere. You create it. It's yours. You can. Say, I can. So, whether you are in church, whether you are not in church, see yourself as God sees you in Christ. See yourself as God sees you in Christ. Don't be quick to believe negative things about you. You are corrected, change, but ensure you don't play down on your in Christ mindset. Don't play down on the image of Christ that you are. Don't play down on it. Don't play down on it.
Down it at all. See, I see myself as a man seated with Christ far above. So now, let me start this way right now. So, same way you see yourself as a man in Christ, you must also learn to see your neighbor. You must also learn to see another believer as the man in Christ. That is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is not that, okay, I'm not only seeing myself as a man in Christ, I can see someone else as the same. I can see my neighbor as also the man in Christ. That's spiritual growth. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Is it only you? It's not only you. Spiritual growth is not that, I have to see Brahim as a man in Christ, although I've not seen him for the past 2 months. Hallelujah. You learn to see your neighbor as God sees him. See him as God sees him. So, the bias in the believer. I don't know if you have heard a statement like this before that, all this, I cannot do business with a Christian, no. Have you heard people say that before? Better shut up. Now, I'm not saying do business with a Christian that doesn't know business principles, but don't say that. Just don't say it. Even if a Christian dupe you once, don't say it. Are you with me? In your mind, you can just choose to say, this guy, let me just avoid him. But don't now post on social media that you are disdaining Christ, don't you know? He perfected imperfect people. And he wants you to call them perfect. Now in Hebrews 10:14, by one what offering, he has perfected some very imperfect people. Message translation. Amen, amen. So that's 10. Once you say, don't, because of their experience, don't call them who they are not in Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2, verse 10. Please open all scripture. If you open, I'll be fast. I really wish to be fast. I didn't think anybody is having an exam today. Anybody? Okay. No, have mercy on them too. Hebrews 2, verse 10. But the message is not working. Okay, it's not working. I'm saying you should have mercy for the next time. Hebrews 2, verse 10. Once again, let's read this. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto Is it only you? How many? Many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Say many sons. Colossians 1:27.
Open the scripture, please. Don't look at me. It's a crime to look at pastor when we are teaching. You look at the Bible. Colossians 1:27. No, are you there? Let's read. Yes, please.
To whom God will make known, what is it? Of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Hallelujah. The hope of glory. 28, yes. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in, say, Christ wants every man to be perfect with him. So it's not only you. That's the point. It's not only one person. Every man. He said we preach to present every man perfect in Christ. Every man. We are the ones that will open the door of salvation to people. We open the door. We are with the key. The key is the gospel. That's what he's saying in Matthew chapter 16. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever that shall bind on earth shall be loose, shall be bound in heaven, loose on earth, loose in heaven, authority of the believer, the preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel. So as you preach to them, as they come alive, you treat them as God treats them. You see them as God sees them. You learn to see them as a man in Christ.
Sorry, I'm a bit fast because I'm going somewhere. 2 Corinthians 6:14.
You see them as God sees them. It's your duty. You see them as God sees them. It's your duty.
So it's my duty to see the believer as God sees him. Is it as God saw him? No, we don't do English language yet. Somebody told me, so you have to go for communication studies so I can be a better preacher. Look at him. Look at how many CDs, how many books I'm yet to finish to know. I'll go for communication study. I said, okay, don't worry. So I know what I would do. So EZ knows how to talk more than me. I will teach her. So she will go and be teaching. Praise God. That's just me. Don't be like me in that one. Know your grammar. Know your Jesus and know your English. Be a bookie. Ephesians. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Nobody's telling you to follow me in everything. No. Don't follow me. For instance, I'm an engineer. Don't follow me in engineering. That's if you follow me. You want to know how to solder that? Yeah. You follow me in everything. Now, wow. That means you must not marry your man. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath who righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? So who is light? The believer. And what concord hath who? Christ with Belial. Who is Christ? The believer. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? It's a comparison. So the infidel there is one that was called Belial, is one that was called darkness, is one that is called unrighteousness. Whereas also he that believeth is Christ there, is light there, is righteousness. Say the believer is Christ. Say the believer is Christ. Say I see the believer as Christ. When I say the believer is Christ, I'm not saying you are Jesus. I'm saying you have the spirit of the Son and you have the knowledge of the Son. Please write that down. Don't forget that. When we say you are Christ, that means we imply you have the spirit of Christ and you have the knowledge of Christ. I've got a spirit in my heart. I got this knowledge in my mind. I've got words on my lips. I'm not of this world. I've got a spirit in my heart. I got his learning in my mind. I got his words on my lips. Colossians 2:6. Colossians 2:6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus,
So walk in him. Walk in him. Spiritual growth is to continue in Christ. It's not to seek things. To seek Jim. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, walk in him. Walk in him. See how I progress in Christ. Walk in him. Walk in him. Walk. Oh, walk, right? Walk in the light. Walk in the light of God. As you have received Christ Jesus, walk in him. So see verse 7. Rooted, right? And built up in who? In him. In him. See, I must have so much of Christ consciousness. And establish in the faith as you have been taught. And establish in the faith. How? As you have been taught. Circle that in your mind. As you have been taught. Don't raise utter strange knowledge. As you have been taught. As you have been taught. He told Timothy, from a young age you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise. To make you wise. As you have been taught. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Say Christology. Say Christology is the height. So he's saying rooted and built up in him. And what's in verse 8? Are you there? Beware. Say beware. That was the point. Be established. Don't be everywhere. Some people learn the word from somewhere, but they want to go and learn power somewhere. Don't be that one. Trust me, God gave no man power as a message. There is no message in the Bible that he said this is the chapter of the Bible for power. Even the Ephesians 6 that we talked before, I was talking about principalities, power, darkness, etc. When you read everything clearly, you will see that it's talking about the preaching of the gospel. How do you cast down imagination? 2 Corinthians 10. How is it bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? This is the reason why the people who does deliverance ministry, they are never free. There is always a new demon to pursue. Last week, we dealt with the spirit of which one? Incubus. This week, what are we going to be dealing with? Succubus. Next week, it will be what? Escravos. Next month? Isakaba. Why is it that there is always a new demon? That's not a life of victory. And then this is the question. Okay, between last week's Sunday and this week's Sunday, when did the new demon come? Which of the days? I think it is the day that the demon came that we should do that service. It's not fair. When believers will get until my baby attended, be careful the church school that your baby is good. One day I just saw my boo boo just came home. You know, saying, die. I just faced her mother. What happened? Say, it is the amount of money that you paid. I thought you say something. So if Satan is closest to your house, go there. Abba. Amen. Until that is when I thought at least they will separate the church from academics. No, assembly ground. But the one that I went to drop her, and I truly was hearing kids die. That's not fair. That's not fair. And she may say, your baby. Catch you. Like, say, this one is closer to my house. And they are praying. Your child will not come up. The mommy died. Daddy died. Die. Why? No. So God gave no man power as a message. Remember Dr. Abel said it. God also gave no man deliverance as a message. There is no special calling to preach anything outside Christ. Nobody. There is no that God spoke to me and he's telling me that the children of God, they need to prosper. Therefore, he's sending me. You are hearing the voice of your own naughtiness. You are hearing the voice of your own obsession. You are hearing the voice of your own idol. The idol in your head. That's what you are hearing. If I'm to do ministry based on things I have heard, I just come to church, I distribute sodium to all of you. Okay, don't even sodium. Right now, as you solder this thing, the Lord will solder
Oh God.
And that's the point. Don't let's all focus on the world. On the world. 1 Peter 1:3. Somebody say, come, let me teach you power. Escape. Escape.
Salvation is just superior. Salvation is the reason for everything.
See the words used for salvation. 1 Peter 1, let's read 3 to 5.
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead,
to our inheritance, what? Incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserving heaven for you. Next verse. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. Hallelujah. Never get tired of hearing these words. Jude 1 verse 3. Come what the topic, it must stem out from salvation. Don't learn anything outside salvation. You have seen that the healing ministry of Jesus is also an offshoot of his teaching ministry. When you heal a man, you see, notice the utterance, everything is also to teach them about salvation. Jude 1 verse 3. The Lord, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were born unto uphold of this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our Lord Jesus to lasciviousness, denying the only God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read verse 5 together. One to go. I would therefore put you in remembrance, though you knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. They that believed not. That's the point. That means those who they say they're only saved from physical danger, but they are destroyed for unbelief. That's what he's saying. So, but the first part they say, I will therefore put you in remembrance. It must always be in your memory. The winds may come. You must not be shaken. Never outgrow this. Never outgrow this. Many will come with knowledge that will look like the next level. Say, have you? I know you know this Jesus, but let me show you the next level. Like the prophet that was trying to snatch my wife away from me two years ago. Say, come on. Let me show you another dimension. I can tell you the angel said right now. And she was listening. Hebrews 1. There is no dimension.
Well, that is a figure of speech. Nobody snatch. The greatest intention of God. This is the deeper life that we should know. A mystery of salvation. The greatest. This is the greatest. This deeper. This deeper. Okay.
Hebrews 1, verse what? Verse 2. As in this last day spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Please, verse 3, help me. Brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself poured our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah. Say, Christ is the express image of his person. Say, God upholds all things by the word of his power. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is the express image, is the brightness. There's no knowledge after him. Not one. Not one. Not one.
Let me show you something from that same 2 Peter chapter 1. And I will read this one for you until it becomes just part of you. Verse 3, 2 Peter 1 from 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and to virtue. Read verse 4, read 5, yes? Yes? You might be partakers of the divine nature, yes? Corruption that is in the world, true loss. Okay, let me read verse 5. And beside this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, verse 6. Okay, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, verse 8. in you and are born. They make you that shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord. Okay, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Next verse. And so an entrance, talking about reward, shall be ministered unto you abundantly. That's reward, not entry in heaven. Unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Yes, sirs. In remembrance of these things, though you once knew them and be established in the plain truth. Verse 13. Let's read. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, this tabernacle to stir up by putting you in remembrance. Verse 14. Knowing. Verse 13, 14, sorry, 15, yes. Moreover, I will endeavor that you this is to have these things always. So you could see verse 12, verse 14, verse 15. What's the key word? Remembrance, remembrance, remembrance. See chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. You have no day to forget who you are in Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. And that's what we are, and that's what we are building our structures in this place towards. The structure is not to, it's not for the name of the church, it's for Christ. You are learning so much of Christ. And also, just for your information, as we graduated two people here in Kaduna today, we should be graduating how many people? Is it six? Eight. So we had eight graduates of workers in training. The meaning of workers in training is actually that you are pleasing, that means you have done membership and workers. That means you have listened extensively to over 100 and let's say 140, sure. Like one, let's say 150 sermons extensively. Like extensively. 150. You know? So it will always be getting better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Vivian is getting better, right? Sorry. Okay, shift. Yeah. No. Christ is a deeper life. Thank you. So that's what we are actually building our structure in this place, so that you can have Christ in your mindset. In your mindset. Okay, 3 verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of what? Remembrance. Verse 2, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before of the holy prophets and of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. See, verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Let's read verse 14. Verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Talking about reward. Verse 15, please. Let's read. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom which given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scripture, unto their own destruction. 17. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest also thou being led away with the error of the wicked and fall from your. Let's read 18 loud and clear. Want to go? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. We're back to Colossians 2 now. So your duty is to grow in grace. Is to grow in grace. Is to grow in grace. Don't grow in demonology. Don't grow in anything extra Christ. Grow in grace. Say, my duty is to grow in grace. Yeah, you grow in grace. You grow in grace. Thank you. And Colossians 2 now from verse 1. For I wound that you know what great conflict I have for you. Look at, read it. Read it. I'm sure your neighbor is opening his Bible, please. Colossians 2. For them at Laodicea and for as many. Your leg is shaking something. For as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted together, being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father of what? Remember, I sent you right? The mystery of God and of the Father. Where? In Christ. Because verse 3 now said, in whom? In Christ, right? Are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. Say there's no wisdom deeper than in Christ's mindset. Say there's no wisdom deeper than in Christ's mindset. Yeah, nothing is deeper than that. In whom? In Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's the point. In Christ. Point say, me, I am the grandmaster. Tell him, shut up, you're a small boy. Yeah, we are the grandmaster. So have you been to the third dimension? Have you heard of all this Christian science, right? They will sound so much like you. They will sound so much like believers. Once you just start hearing those things, stages, butter, stuff, just you guys, you are nuisance. Nuisance. Always trying to pursue something more. No, in whom, say in Christ, is it all treasures. Say all reasonable treasures. You have put all reasonable treasures, all treasures of reasonable wisdom and knowledge. Something, one of the two. We have some knowledge that are just unreasonable. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Any knowledge outside Christ is unreasonable. I'm not talking about the knowledge of your field. I'm talking about any knowledge of spiritual things outside Christ. Rubbish, unreasonable, fallacies, waste of time, waste of meditation. And this I say, lest any man, say I'm saying this, that is also remembrance, so that anyone should not deceive you, beguile you with enticing word. Remember the meaning of enticing? That is HSN, right? High sounding nonsense. Third dimension, second dimension. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joy and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith. Verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been. See, I must be taught. And I must stay as I was taught. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. That's it. Beware. Lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Philosophy. Anything that is looking like too much brain work, mental work. As I mean, I'm staying with Bible. We don't do philosophy here. Somebody is preaching for the first 20 minutes. He has not opened Bible. And you sit down there. 20 minutes to a sermon. No Bible. And he's talking. The new move of God right now is in the Bitcoin industry. And it has crashed. How many of you lost your money to TBC? Peace your leg. To the billion coin. Even pastors. They're all over. Selling. You lost something too, right? Sorry. You're not alone. Huh? Okay, it's in my system. Oh, so TBC there. I don't understand. Oh. must you debookalize the bookie? No, she's bookie forever. Although she didn't only do TBC, she also did MMM. MMM. The old bookie of God. And they brought that into church. Imagine a preacher saying right now, and the Lord is about to assist us in some other ways that is not known in the Bible. Therefore, I brought although it's not really a man of God like that, but he will come and tell us how God is going to, you don't know, let me not mention the churches that they brought them to. And he said, and guess what? They will first start from somewhere in the book of Proverbs. They will say, yes. Have you seen a man? Diligent. Awesome. You are good. Cast your bread on many waters. You don't know the one that it will come. Right now, God has showed us the way it will come from. It's through this way. See, these are one of the hidden treasures of the snow in the book of Job. So please be careful. Go out and make money. True honest means once you come to church, what do you do? Format your head. Format it. Stay with what is there. And especially ministers, preachers. Pulpit is not an excuse to yarn rubbish. To yarn your oratory. Sorry, what is the meaning of yarn? It's not where you display eloquence, to display to display, to show. Now you don't want to pronounce Jesus. You can't pronounce it again like this. Now his name is Jesus. Say praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Let your teeth remove. Who is Jesus? Who is your Jesus? Like this one I was talking from days ago. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Is that your father? Is your father Jesus? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Is it your mate? He's over 2,000 years old. Say Jesus. Can you call up back with your... Sorry, Jerry. Say our pulpit is no for philosophy. Let people get tired. Continue. Somebody will come and stay. Let people get tired. Say you are boring. Say thank you. Tell him that. See the Bible. The thing is not updating. You see version 1.2. So anytime you are seeing your eastward in your phone updating, don't ensure you check it. Check everything. You know, ensure the content has not updated. So say I'm updating your Bible. Say, oh, please don't update it. Stay. It's okay. Hallelujah. Of course, it's only those commentaries that they update. It remains the same old word of God, old good time word of God. So, and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. He said, which star do you belong to? What's the name of your star? Is it Capricorn? Naros. Taurus. Wow. And Taurus means you will be bull, abi? Not that one. Hallelujah. Do you have any sanguine choleric? Yeah, flex. How many flex do you have here? You have flex? Yeah, flex. That's what Pastor Nkazi says. You are a mosquito. A believer. After all this word, you say, you know, I'm a pastor. I'm a flex. May God forgive you. Calling the image, calling everything of Christ, a flex. Say, let me see the palm of your hand. This is true. You will be great, but you will suffer. Andrew, don't smack. It's going far apart. So everything is joined. What is the meaning of that? Is it joined? You have a twins. And we are carried away. Why are we so deceived? Why are we so deceived? So you see, you didn't join. You have a twin. Vain deceit. And people see it in church. They bring your hand. What do they do it to? Prophets, they bring your hand. When they have done it to you before. You must come to Abiabo 7 days. Then God will reveal it. Abiabo means incubation, spiritual incubation under the man of God. Selah! After the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. Ceremonies. These are what other religions use to keep people occupied. Write that down, I beg you. These are what other religions use to keep people occupied. Other religions. We use the knowledge of Christ to keep men occupied. But other religions, they use things, confession, mass, harvest, women day, men day. Yes, so it's Jean Sunday. You don't need things. My peace has not become a pastor now. I know if you want to pastor, she should do sketch Sunday, Jean Sunday, Afro Sunday. Things, don't use things. Don't tickle believers' head. Say right now, church is not sweet enough. So let's sing our theme song. Jumbo, my son, I sent you to school. You don't know how to spare your in church. So you say, people are just dull to wake them. Let them be dull. You think I'm after you being happy? I mean, sorry. No. Sorry. I take that back. You should be happy. But you think I'm here to excite your... I just finished teaching them in John 6. He said, you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Say, we are going. Say, go. You will come back after resurrection. Well, you don't go anyway. Don't go. Hallelujah. Say sonship. Say that is our focus. Say that must always be our focus. So does know how many angels beside you, potters, chanting names of angels. No, don't cling to experience. Rather, I must not cling to experiences. You can see a vision of God calling to ministry, no problem. But by the time God is saying, telling you that, yes, anytime you want to do this, put up your right leg, yes, right hand, yes, then the power of God will come down. Relax now. You are going too far. Remember what I taught on our pieces. After you have received the call on the mountain, on the sea, in the valley, what must happen? Come to a church and receive the same call. Where? Where? In the church. Say in the church. Something dropped. Say in the church. Say in the church.
Church.
So, mountain valley is just to awaken your consciousness. Where? Because, is it mountain you want to preach to? Is it tree? So, imagine someone just enter. So what people just want to do is just to enter one day. But today, power. No. Stages. Follow through. Amen. Hallelujah. Say we receive the call of God amongst believers. Yeah, don't just receive imaginary. Even Paul, after he has received everything, he still came in fellowship with brethren. So, also, don't be a ceremonial Christian, special program Christian. Cleave to that resurrection. Talk about it. Don't be thrilled by fantasies, fancies, stories, experiences, demos. We have men of God. So sad. They go and search people's history. Search people's history. Because they want to give you word of knowledge. Now go and cram all your Facebook profile. There's somebody else. I have a sister that is. Now, hope you know, I'm not talking about the bad. We have the good side of that, and we'll do the good side. We'll do it very well. But what are you after? Some people now tell you that you have to start from the known to get the unknown. You are stupid. That means, this is, not you. That's what, you know the way they say it? They say you must frame a miracle so that the real one can happen. Let me mention ministries before we scatter church. Like ministries, not one. That means you must do a fake. Remember, I know you are praying that I should not talk. I won't talk, don't worry. They will bring a false man on which you down, so that the people who are really sick can be motivated to receive man wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you are after things, tickles, wow, demo. Do you know the supernatural is not peculiar to Christians? Moses dropped stick. It became a magician dropped stick. It became what? Snake. Moses dropped his own. It became a snake. Well, but you know what happened is that one snake now swallowed up the rest. So all those, imagine the mystery of the burning bush. Don't go for that sermon. In the cleft of the rock, right? Have you been there? I've got it in that cleft of the rock. You are looking, he's in Christ. That's clever. In Christ. Secret place. Have you been to the secret place? Is in Christ. In Christ. Have you seen the angel of his presence? You see him, his legs are like jasper. I have seen Jasper. And when you don't read Old Testament, emotional songs. Back to Colossians 2:18, Jerry. You sing song. He lives in you, hell, the holy wow. Who is living in you? Cockroach. Can't you say who is living in you? I can't say that song is a Christian song. Is it a Christian song? Who is living in them? Emotion is living in them. That's a lot. He lives in you, hell. He lives in them, hell. Who is watching over? Say it! Not so that you can, if you have been to music ministry, ask Grace, ask Israel. You must remove some Christ from your music so I can sell, so the producer can put. This Christ. How many Christ do you have in your song? I have 28. You don't sell, let's make it one and a half. Then it will appeal to the. Huh? That's why I will not allow this one to go to a producer too. Anything you can, if you can't sing it there, it's okay. Until you now get to your man and say, ah, don't call it Jesus like that. This is not the new way to call it. Say, I love Jesus. Say Jesus, yes. Come on, sing yes, yes. From the belly. Jesus. Producer will now collect anointing from you. Now give you Jesus. Thank you, Jared. Colossians 2:18. So angels and demons, they both love ceremonies. Please write that down. Angels and demons, they both love ceremonies. Angels, both angels and demons, they love ceremonies. That's why you see Babalawo. You see all those plenty things? That's not what does the trick. Oh. All those you see on calabash, red clothes, cowry. Not all those things, they are just the preparing of the demon. Demon must also disgrace you somehow. You understand? When the demon says he wants to give you money, he will say, go and eat in the burial ground. You understand? The issue is not his burial ground that brings the money. I don't know if it's worth it anyway. But he must just disgrace that image of God. You understand? So all those things, that's not what is really bringing the show. So he must go and sleep with a madwoman for you to get it. He must first disgrace you. Disgrace. That's what he does. So when you see the Balao with all those plenty things, it's just a demon that is influencing him somewhere. All those things, they are nothing. So don't see calabash and you are, ah, calabash. Ah, pastor, can I preach in the next street? You and Sister Buki, over to you. It's calabash. It's just calabash. Iba. Simple. If you are still scared of them, go and buy some of them. Be using to soak gari at home so that you can get used to it. Get Iwo. No, you know Iwo? On. Be using. We have some fancy ones. I bought it in Dubai and then. So you will be using it to serve your husband so that when you now see somebody now carries Iwo, but to say you want to use it to cause you say, this is not the same thing that we are using to drink water. Water at home. So don't be thrilled. It's just getu and red clothes. You know, so red clothes. Don't you do it in drama before? Hey, that's it. The thing you should even listen to is those utterances. Shut up. What are you saying? Shut up. There's someone speaks by words, not by all those things. It's words. Are you with me? So, ceremony. So, in church too, we must not be practicing that. See, right now, this segment of his church, let us don't touch there. Is the altar of the living God. The man that is touching there came out from a lady. There is the altar. Call Jesus 7 times. Holy Ghost fire, once. Don't open your eyes, oh. In Olorun. Then we have something in Yoruba, we call it Orun Agbo ti e. Don't you have Orun? Just heaven. Like, ah. Orun Agbo. Anytime you want to someone. When the name of Jesus is too. When the name of Jesus cannot work again, that Orun works for them more than the name of Jesus. Say, ah. Orun. Like, just ear. You are just calling any strange spirit. Jesus is not answering you. God is not answering you. You say, okay, any strange spirit around, come and answer this prayer. Strange. A spirit has gone astray. You must learn to first devalue demonic activities. That's what I've been doing for the past 5 series. Devalue it. When you say, if I slap you with this ring, you will fall. Hey, don't let me finish. Slap his face. Then call for the Abraham. For that one, for physical defense. Slap it. Slap that one first. Tell him, slap me first with the ring. Pa, pa. Again, pa, pa. Sorry, Jerry. Ring. Where's my wedding ring? Let me show you. Where's the ring? Ring! magic ring. Like something that we put three here, that nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Colossians 2:18 again. Let no man beguile you of your reward. They will take away your profiting of Christianity once you are focused on things of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding to those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed off, like puffed off by his fleshly mind, and not holding Christ, not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment ministered. That means if I focus on Christ, the demons I need to submit to, that I need to cast out, that I will be able to deal with them. Angels that need to minister to me, they will do their work. Angels will do their work. Demons will be cast down, Rabbi, whichever, when I hold the head. Therefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, please, angelic things, they are part of what we call the rudiments of the world. We call it heavenly not because it's invisible, because it's of Christ. We call things heavenly because it's of Christ. Caricature, manifestation, they are all parts of the things of this world. So whereas though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines. Once you see doctrines in plural, it's talking about false doctrine. Doctrines of men. And that is majorly talking about the Old Testament. Hebrews 9. All those careful things, special clothes. I have a prayer walking stick. Now if you see, I have a prayer altar. Of course. Now if you see, I have a prayer altar. You have before. You have a place, altar, that means a segment of your room. Ah! What room have you? Renter. Ah! This is my altar. Sad. You don't need that. You don't need that. Special mantle. Mantle. No, you know mantle. Mantle. For instance, now, see, you know your clothes can heal the sick, but you can't be the religion on it. Can't be the religion on it. You must not. Like it happened once, you must not build it. I'm not saying we don't have experiences, but you cannot build. In fact, you can have things can happen and it can turn to a positive experience, but you cannot build religion, devotion on it. I said, therefore, the way God heals people in my ministry is by drinking IKG water. How is that? How is the evidence? If you know what I'm on, that is Elisha, right? Elisha along that railroad. It doesn't help there. Like, there's something helped a generation. I've showed you before in Canada, I'll be wrong. The serpents that Moses used to rescue them from the bites of serpent, that is the golden serpents. Do you know what they did? They made it an idol. It was in 2 Kings or somewhere. I showed you them. Don't make an idol out of things. Hebrews 9, verse 1. They will take your gaze from faith. That's the point. They will take angel worship and demon worship. They are not far apart. Angel worship and demon worship. They are not far apart. They are not far apart. It's not from God. You will hear, you will have utterances like, if I decree right now, if I tell you to die, you will die. You are already into a demon worship. And I've heard a Jew say that before. A Jew that you all love. If I tell you to die, you will die. That's the type of authority I carry. That is not from God. That is not God's influence. So angel worship, a man of God can yield to Satan on the pulpit. It's about knowledge. It's not about if I paint this place black or white. It's about knowledge. Knowledge. Are you getting me? If I am, for instance, if I'm teaching you eye for an eye, evil for evil, tooth for tooth, I'm teaching you revenge, I am invoking demonic activities into your days. When I'm teaching you not to pity people, unforgiveness, I'm inputting demonic activities. It's not about if I call the name of Jesus in the beginning.
You can stand on the pulpit and you teach and people become worse in your service. It's not about my name is pastor. No. It's not about if I'm born again. No. It's about what I'm saying.
Hallelujah. Okay, almost rounding up. Hebrews 9.
Hebrews 9. Then verily the first covenant also had, you see things, so, ordinances of divine service, a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made of us, when it was a candlestick, the table, the shoe bread, he's called the sanctuary. After that, the second veil, the tabernacle, the holiest of all, stages, the golden censer, ark of the covenant, overlaid with gold, wherein was a golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that bought that, and the tables of the covenant. Over it again, it's not the end though, the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of whom we cannot even we cannot even speak of that one now, particularly. That means I beg, I'm tired. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. This was some structure trying to model. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself, and also for the errors of the people. And it will be his error. So why is he going? The Holy Ghost does this signify that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, as yes, at that tabernacle was yet standing. Let's read verse 9. Please, want to go? Yes, sirs. In which were gifts and sacrifices, which could not make imperfect that as pertaining to the conscience. Verse 10, want to go? Which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until... You see, means, drinks, to stop, plenty, wash your hand and legs, all those Muslim things. It's angel worship. That is where they got it from. It's angel worship. Oh, which God needs you to wash your head before he prays to you? That's stupid. Sorry! Verse 11. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater, a more perfect tabernacle. Not made, don't forget, Moses did not offer a single sacrifice in those temples. He didn't follow them. That's a lot. So it was for them. It's just because they are rebellious. Okay, you take. Since you don't want faith, take things. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not with hands. Say, not made with hands. Please help me. Say, not made with hands. Say, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once. Say once. Into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So, guess what? Where did he enter? He said the holy place, right? So, where did he offer blood? He said the holy place, right? So, which blood did he offer? Keep reading. Just keep reading. Verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an ephah, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, which through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your from dead works to serve thee. So, do you purge a conscience with blood or with a message? Hello, listen to me. Do you purge a conscience? Please just ensure you are listening. Do you purge a conscience with blood or with a message? So, all those people that you are still doing Easter, blood of Christ, you are still looking for red blood cell of Christ. No, check it, Romans 10. So, when we say Jesus offered his blood in heaven, it means he sent his message to appeal to our hearts. When we say Jesus, I'm coming to this in our Jesus later. When we say Jesus offered his blood in heaven, what we are saying is he sent that message. His blood talks about his sacrifice. It means he sent his message to appeal to where? Our hearts. Please, Romans 10. First, please. But what seeth he? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth. Please, Romans 10, verse 8. Well done. But what seeth he? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy ass. That is the word of faith, which we, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto. Verse 17, want to go? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Hallelujah. Say faith.
So that purging of our conscience to from dead works to serving the living God comes by the hearing of faith. Comes by hearing the word of God. That purging of our conscience is not by physical hemoglobin. It's by the message of Christ. By hearing the message of Christ. By hearing the message of Christ. Not by things. Not by blood. It is the message. When you are seeing blood, blood is figurative of the message of Christ's death. Of his sacrifice. Let this might be you that is also in Christ Jesus. So that blood is figurative of the message of suffering, not hemoglobin. So be careful what you celebrate as Easter. Catholics do it more than us. So it's not about things. The message. Say the message. Say the message is superior. Say the word is enough. So you know, holy water, power, holy blood, holy communion, you are into things. You are into things. It's holy communion. God asks, is the angels that give them all those to typify angels, you know, Moses ordained by angels, right? The law. Galatians 3. Let's leave that one. Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1. This is my last scripture. Yes, this is the last scripture. Hebrews 1. Hallelujah. So learn to put angels in their place. And they will do their work. Hebrews 1. So we're going to read from verse 1 to 14. Let's do it left and right, okay? So by my left, you read verse 1. Right, you read verse 2 until you finish the chapter. That's Hebrews 1. Learn to put angels in their place and they will do their work. We'll continue service tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, please. It's tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. Tomorrow, I should be going to what people call courses and the rest. And we'll see how valid is it. Of course, it should not be valid. You are. Let us see so I can know how to help people more. Are you with me? So do your best to be here. Hebrews 1. Okay, by my left, verse 1. Want to go? Yes, sir? About the prophet. Baraka, yes, verse 2. Yeah, of how many things? How many things, guys? Okay, verse 3, sirs. Thank you. Who will be the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand. Verse 4 says. Say, he was made so much better than the angels. Say, so much. Thank you, verse 5. Thank you, yes, sirs. My son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Verse 6, come on, yes, sirs. But again, when he bringing the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Hallelujah! Glory! Say, angels, worship the son. Say, they submit to the man in Christ. We don't worship them, they submit to our words. Thank you. Yes, next verse, please read. Who make it? His angels, spirit, and his ministers, but what? Hold on, don't forget, both angels and ministers, they are the same there, right? Angels are spirits, angels are ministers, they are called flames of fire. So although they might have the appearance of fire, they may have the appearance of jim, they may be flame of fire, but your own nature. Verse 8, yes, sirs? But unto the Son, say authority. He said thy throne, oh, hallelujah! Level. See, demo is not levels. Sonship is level. You are seeing flame of fire by one side, but unto the sun. No demo. No, nothing much. But you see, thy throne, oh God. Yes, it's forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. See, you should be able to see things, see paparazzi, see demo, say hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, let's learn the word. That you will see it and you now sit down on top of it. I'm not saying you should discard experiences. You should say, wow, awesome, glory to God. We had an angelic manifestation in this place, blah, 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 awesome, glory to God. Now, back to the word. Hallelujah. Next verse. That is verse. Okay. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, even God, even has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy
tell us there, is it humanity or angels? Okay, let's assume. Verse 10, please. Yes. Has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of the hand. Yes, they shall perish. Also as a garment. And I say, yes, and as a vesture. Verse 13 and 14, 1, 2, go. Sit down on my right hand, until I make thy enemy. Verse 14, are they not ministering spirits sent to? Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. For if the word spoken by angels, the Lord Moses, was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of the world, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hallelujah! Clearly, what is he talking about? The superiority of the Son and the message of the Son to angels and the message of angels. What he's saying, he now use consequence as the height. Say, if the people that disobeyed the word of angels, they were punished. Say, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So he used consequence. That is the magnitude of the punishment, right? As also an authentication for who? For the Son. That means if you receive the Son, you are blessed so much. And if you reject the Son, you are really done for so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm in the Son. I am superior. So learn to put angels in their place. Put experiences in their place. I trust God in days to come as we pray. As we pray, as we venture into all these areas to preach the gospel, we are going to have so much angelic experiences. Aids, helps, supplies, ways when there seems there's no way. Unusual appearances. But yes, you will learn to put them in their place. You now see that and you now form a tabernacle on that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. As you do the word, angels will do their job. As I do the word, as I give my respect for that resurrection, angels, they will do their job. They are ministering spirits. They are ministering spirits. They are ministering spirits. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Also, don't forget, demons, they submit to you. That is non-negotiable. They submit to you. You are a son of God. They submit to you. So when I say in the name of Jesus, remember what I told you in the video? And I love you. I think Pastor Nika also said this in communion yesterday. When we say in the name of Jesus, I am saying I have come as a son of God. The name of Jesus is the authority of sonship. Hallelujah. I am saying I was raised with him. I come in the authority of the resurrection. I am speaking as a son of God. I come in the authority of the resurrection. I am speaking here. I am getting this done as a son of God. So it's not about J-E-S-U-S. Your Yoruba is Jesus. It's four letter. It's not about the five letter. Don't get attached. Get attached to that knowledge of Christ, your authority. People who never knew the name of Jesus, they did wonders in the Old Testament. Parted the Red Sea. Stopped things. Enter fire. They were not burnt. How much more you? You are the son of the kingdom. You are the intention for all things since the beginning. You are the intention. You are the intention. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I say in the name of Jesus, I come in the intention of the entire heaven and earth. In the intention. I come in the name of the new creation. I come in the name of the family of God. Everything must obey you. For he has put all things under where? His feet. The man in Christ is the man, Genesis 1, 26, 27. He has dominion. Don't mind the way Moses put it. He was calling fish, animal, everything. Mm-mm. He's saying he had dominion over everything. So I walk in dominion. I walk in authority. Hallelujah. Say the name of Jesus. is my identity. Say, I love the name. Say, I use the name. Say, I love the name. I use the name. Say, I love the name. Is my name. Is my family name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So give much reverence to these things. Give much reverence to your sonship. To your sonship. You have any song on sonship? Give much reverence to your sonship. To your sonship. Much reverence. Revive it. Don't revert things. Don't wait till I say yes. Right now. Right now. Take two steps. Three steps. Do this. Put your head on the ground. Relax. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Start praying in tongues, everybody. Just sit down, pray. Sit down, pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let these things fill your mind. Don't be a voodoo prone believer. Don't be shaky. Don't be a Christian. Any rat that flies your room. Walk ego on the wall. Hey, what do you? Walk ego. Come on, walk ego. That people are eating. Ah, namaste, give me a random man. Inani, konani, stovali, rananos. Mali, mastovali, branti, stogavanabos. Bibi, bile, gato, olante, mali, rasta, gavaleste. Yegeni, masde, vala, shadama. Pastor, you're coming around this to go. Ate, vala, mana, 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 stoma. Tamala, masde, vala, mana, 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 mana. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, here we are.
Revolves around you, Jesus, you.